information, you know, the people are kept, they're all kept anonymous. That really doesn't matter.
If you want to slander somebody, that's okay.
We don't usually like to do that, though. Unless it's some official, elected official.
But if we don't mind, we might say something about it.
Well, that's the popular thing to do.
You said you were born here in Fort Smith, in the city? What's your address now? Is that the letter U?
The letter U.
And that's here in Fort Smith? What about your parents? Was your father from this county, this area?
Well, he was born in Tennessee.
Any idea whereabouts?
No, I don't. Sure don't. And my mother, though, was born here in Fort Smith.
Your mother was born in Fort Smith?
My mother was... her mother was Taylor. You want a chair in here? Okay. Taylor was the daughter of Zachary Taylor.
Is that right? You trace your ancestors back to Zachary Taylor. On your mother's side.
And there's, they lived up here at the end of the avenue where the Immaculate Conception Church is, that Catholic church, you know where that is? And this great big arch of a thing up there, that was their fireplace. And my grandmother has told me that she'd stand here in this yard and look down to see whether her father was coming home or not. You know, he'd be down toward the river and the fort. And of course there was Indians down, you know, around then. And she told me she'd stand down there and watch for her father to come home, see if he's going to make it home. And Zachary Taylor's buried out here in the Oak Cemetery now, and I had my picture made out there when they was doing Fort Smith Bicentennial or something. When was this? About 5 or 6 or something years ago. And they had me to go out and have my picture made by his monument out there in the Oak Cemetery, where he's buried, where my grandmother's has all those lots out there. And we only have one left, and it's next to Zachary Taylor, so I think I'll be buried there.
When did your father come to Arkansas, do you know?
No, he come as a very young boy. The whole family did.
I see. Did he settle in this area when
Out on off of North 6th Street and Musset Road out there. In fact, his parents are all buried out there in that Newland Cemetery, Nolan Springs Cemetery, you know, there on that curve. And the city don't keep that up at all, you know, it's such a mess. I've been intending to call down there and see if I couldn't get it cleaned up.
I bet not too many know about it.
No, there's a lot of people don't know the cemetery's there. But all of his family's buried out there.
What did your father do for a living?
He was a carpenter. He helped build a big electric park that we had out here off where the rodeo grounds are now, you know, between Fort Smith and Van Buren. There used to be a big, they called it the electric park because the electric company here owned it, I think. And they had roller coasters, and he helped build, you know, roller coasters and the show houses and all that. They had big casinos out there. Do you remember that?
I've heard Mom talk about it and what fun it was to go out there.
Yeah, I remember going out there when I was a kid, and they had balloon ascension, you know, and we was all watching that balloon go up and all.
Sounds interesting. Do you know how far along your father got in school?